Third dimension, again, from the macro perspective, is the crust of the Earth, is this place where we, the space, the dimension where we live, where we have this human experience. It's also, we call it the realm of linear time and space. And it's also very much related to the physical body and taking care of this, the body that we are able to touch and see with our physical eyes. And it's, I think the 3D is such a beautiful dimension, because we are sort of in the middle of the lower ones that are more physical, but we're also already connected to the space and to the fourth and the fifth dimension, which is the let's say the non-physical planes, right? So we are in that middle where physical and non-physical intersects. I think we're very privileged to be here and to have this contact with Earth and the physical things, but also at the same time the subtle energies, right? The emotions, the thoughts, which is already part of the fourth dimension. And I think obviously there are a lot of things that kind of maybe didn't go as planned for us here in 3D. But I believe in sort of maybe reconnecting with the beauty of this dimension, because the Pleiadians say that we are the gatekeepers of this dimension. So each dimension has gatekeepers, and so it's not that it de I don't it depends on us, because I believe that Mother Earth is a being of her own, and if she is ascending, she's going to ascend. She's healing, she's healing, right? And we tend to think that we need to save Mother Earth,
Disrespect.
but
Disrespect.
I don't think it's about saving. It's more about riding along her journey, right? And realizing that what we were saying, that we are one with it, with her, right? Well, many things that we could talk about the 3D, but I think what's coming up for me is this, because sometimes even I'm like, I do that too. We tend to refer to the 3D as the negative, like, oh, 3D. But it's not all that. But we do experience a lot of duality here. It's a characteristic of the 3D level of consciousness. So there's a lot of deep duality, a lot of ego, a lot of separation. It's like you versus me, it's like them versus us, right? And that is the issue, I think, because it's just a very limited level of consciousness. So if you're just in this 3D bubble, then it's, yeah, that's where the problem lies, I think.
Yeah, and there's this like right and wrong, and the truth, and your truth is your truth, and mine is mine. And just because I'm speaking my opinion doesn't mean that it means that I don't like you. Like we can all love each other and have different perspectives. And if we think of our subconscious, everything we say anyway is just a reflection. Everything we say is just a power projection of what's in our own subconscious mind. So we've all got a different perspective because it's based on our own past experiences, isn't it? So how can anyone be right?
But that awareness that you're showing is more expanded, right? Is someone who's just functioning at a 3D level won't have that perspective. And I say this without judgment, because we may all have been there at some point in our lives.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
yeah, but once you start to expand your awareness, then you start to see that there are more perspectives. And I think the multidimensionality aspect brings a lot of different perspectives, and it's less black and white
Yes.
and more colors.
Yeah. I hear you.
Even the term like 3D matrix, we could have a different perspective on that too, that is less dualistic, because matrix in Latin is matter, which is womb. So, you know, imagine ourselves like in our mother's womb, quiet and dark and warm, and you know, we're there, we're being fed, we're, you know,
Comfort.
just comfort. Yeah. And we think that this is all there is, right? This is all there is. Life is here and I'm fine here. And then all of a sudden, somebody grabs us by our feet and takes us out of that, right? And we're gonna start crying because we're like, no, you know, this is my reality. I want to go back in there.
Yeah,
It's
definitely.
essentially when we awaken, that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's we're in a matrix, we think that this is all there is, and then suddenly there's another reality that we see. And sometimes we want to go back to that womb because it feels comfortable and it feels familiar and like, well, you know, at least I was being
Yeah,
fed.
I was saying, like, people with no self-awareness are having a great time.
Exactly.
Having a great
But
time.
there is no turning back. You know, once you awaken and you get out of this matrix, this womb, then it's another reality because you can't undo. Right, you will have a journey of, oh, I want to go back, or yeah, like that old reality is pulling me back, right? But once you awaken, and you get out of this matrix, there is a new reality, and you start seeing things from a different perspective. And what I always say too is, the fourth dimension, which would be this next reality once you awaken, spiritually awaken. It's also a matrix. It's just another matrix. It's a different type of matrix because you still have a little bit of duality. And you start looking. So basically, the fourth dimension is the non-physical, right? In us is the aspect of the subtle bodies, especially the mental and the emotional bodies. So it's when we start feeling more, being more aware of our thoughts. So once you,
Meditation and the access, yeah.
yeah, you become more aware of your thoughts, but then you also become more aware of your shadow and your traumas and your fears. And you start doing some healing, and then you're like, am I sure that I want to keep doing this because it's too hard? And I thought it was just going to be light and love.
Oh no, I'm not. It's like I'm there is no there. Okay, now I'm learning. There's no there.
Yeah. That's why I say it's a kind of a matrix because we can maybe fall into this loop of healing, right? Either you stay in that loop of continue, I mean, the healing is always continuous, but like stay in that loop of I'm doing my work and maybe I tell myself that I'm doing the work, but I'm not really because I'm just too afraid of going deeper because there's always another layer,
Yeah,
right? And
always.
so that's why, you know, I say it's a kind of a matrix. And also because in the fourth dimension, there's still duality. The Pleiadians say that the duality actually happens in the fourth dimension. So if 5D is non-duality, then 4D is where the duality is born, if you will. And then we get to experience like hardcore duality in 3D. And in 4D, there's still a little bit of control, people wanting to have power over others. There's a whole, story that we can talk about. There's a lot going on in the fourth dimension.